Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Hi guys, welcome back to Adult Conversations by Blue. I cannot believe that I am holding this mic in my hands and I hit the record button. Can y'all believe that you're hearing my voice again? I know, it's strange, isn't it? Well, I'm here. It's 2024 and I left y'all hanging. I am sorry. I apologize because I had a great run with this podcast and I felt like I was starting to connect with others, and then I ended up going through some things. And the last time I spoke to you guys, I did a pop-in episode in March saying hi there to you guys. And I kind of given you what was going on with me as far as me having a house fire. And you might hear a few little things because I'm kind of adjusting the mic a bit, but I'm here. Your lovely host, Miss Blue Ridley, is back. Do I know if I'm back forever? I do not know, but we'll try and see how that goes. So I put some lotion on my skin. I don't know what to talk about. It's strange being behind this mic again because I have not picked up a mic. And I didn't even know if my mic had survived because this was my expensive mic that Mr. Big got me the Christmas prior to the fire happening. And so I did not know if it was going to survive. I did not know if I needed to like invest again into the podcast. Would it be on my cell phone if I ever picked it up to record again? And so, as I'm telling you that I'm behind the microphone, the mic survived the fire. You know that in my office, all of my gear was up there, my camera. I had everything set up. We were gonna get like a nice little backdrop that said Adult Conversations by Blue. Your girl was gonna go ahead and kind of start channeling, some video. It took me a minute to realize how to put that on video and be comfortable to show my face on video because I really didn't know if I knew how to commit to that. But within alignment, I feel like my path switched, and just like me being a switch, my path switched and I did not feel invested. I didn't have anything to bring or offer in 2023. 2023 was a year of growth. As you can tell, I'm back at home. If you can't, you should know since I said the mic survived. We're back in our house. I've been back in my house in early November, so it's been 2 months since I've been back in my house, and I will tell you, contractors are predators. They're predators, and let me tell you, I've been through it. I've literally been through it. I had to adult, I had to forget all the other things and adult. I went into adult mode. I went into a survival mode of some sort where I shut the world out and only lived in the bubble that I created for what I could handle at the time. And, I always wonder what before I got into kink, I've always wondered what made people that were into kink love impact play so much, and what it was and why they sought it out. And I realized that even though I would offer impact play, I felt that I don't know if I could do it. And so for me, when I went through this tragedy, this tragic thing, I had to put a lot of things into perspective. I was the girl that liked a little bit of soft smacking and hitting and that kind of thing, but I think my tolerance for aggressive play helps me navigate through my anxiety. And so I'm aroused by impact play more so now than ever, if that makes sense. And I think it has something to do psychologically with how I cope when something like that happens to me. Like I needed to be hit out of the moment, like push me out of that realm into an impact play realm where I am isolated from the world. The world is shut off. The music is in my ears. You know, you're a little bit of torture, if you must say, is being done. But the heightening of the play, the impact, the spanking, the you know, ooh. Yeah. So, how have you guys been? I hope you guys have been enjoying other podcasts. If you found anything similar to mine that you could you know, get into to feed your needs. I'm not going to apologize for leaving because I don't feel like it's necessary. I think for me, as I apologize, then like, no, I took time out. It's an explanation versus an apology. And it led me to why impact play is so arousing and why it has become a pleasurable sensation for me through pain and stimulation. I have learned I need sensory things. I need things to, like, I need hugs, I need squeezing, I need my nervous system needs it. I have hid away from it because I think I shied away from impact play because whenever I go to the dungeon and I see it, I feel the voyeuristic side of me is out more so than the, hey, pick me and hit me next kind of thing. And I love a weighted blanket. Like I need something that's heavy on me. I need all that. And I feel like the sensation, the stimulation of impact play is so arousing to me. And I find it very fascinating. And what used to scare me now has opened up my eyes to being eager to get involved in a little bit more impact play. As you guys know, I have a partner. I've had a partner now going on, what, 2019? It's you lose count. Yeah, 5 years almost. And I can't believe that, wow, Mr. Big has stuck around. Like I found my vanilla partner or my primary partner. Thruppling has been interesting. But I'm not ready to talk about thruppling. I'm not ready to talk about the thruple. But just know that when the time is right, I will engage in the thruple conversation. And then I can discuss that in lengthy detail if I decide or choose to. But I love impact play. I love being hit. I love being touched in a way that takes me out of my everyday element. And I now realize it, like how some people require the day to like be to forget the day, shut the day out. Like this week has been the most tumultuous week I've had at work, my day job. And every day I felt the need to have a good spanking, a good cry, a good hard like hit on my body to just get my nervous system back in shape. And it has been a stressful week, an achy week. There's so much I have to tell you guys that happened over the summer of 2023. I fell ill and I had gotten a lot of tests done, and I have one of the sclerosis. Yeah, those. Now I get it. I now get it. MS is hard, and we're not going to talk a whole lot about multiple sclerosis. But the summer of 2023 really propelled me into a lot of things. So the sclerosis is kicking my ass. I'm not even going to like tell you how bad the pain is because it is very painful. It's chronic. It is hard, but I'm working through it. There's a lot of it that like my nervous system is just shot. Mostly my back. Like my back is where I need all of the impact play. A lot of it. Lots of it on my back. And I feel like it'll ease up some of the tension in my body. Like if I let go and let it happen. And you know, I mean, your immune system is a weird thing and it just does what it does. But yeah, that's what happened to me over the summer. And it kind of hit home for a bit. It really was. I dealt with a lot of like doctor's visits and health things. And it just really threw me in a really bad headspace. And so a lot of my healing was trying to recuperate and kind of fit this into my new schedule now, fit chronic pain into my schedule, fit being, you know, drained after a few hours or so forth, and just causing so much tension in my body. And it's like the one place that I want so much impact play and so much this to take my mind away from it. But how do I navigate that with a sclerosis, you know? So, I don't want to down anyone here. I didn't come back to down anyone, but it's, you know, Adult Conversations by Blue was all about my life and how I was going through different phases of kink. And, you know, I think I've left a lot of things behind. I've left the dungeon behind. I still keep in touch with some of my friends over there, but they had an incident at one of the parties, and it caused one of the doms got out of hand, and it kind of made the group that we all would, you know, get together with kind of what took some things too far. And I found out about it. They sent out an email. I didn't go. I haven't kinked in a while. Like outside kink, I have not done it. I haven't gone to the dungeon. Haven't done that because I realized once you have a primary partner, you can fulfill those parts of your kink with that person because you're nurturing that and you're building that. And when you're single, you easily can go to a dungeon, or you can go outside and find your kink and get into the play, and then you go back home and go back to reality. And I feel like because I want it in a consistent frame, that it's really good to have a primary partner so that you can consistently build that part of your relationship so that you can get your needs met. I used to wonder when doing the whole polyamory thing and seeing how you have to organize the play and you have to, we have lives outside of this secret thing, society. And, as you have lives outside of it, it's very hard to navigate between who gets to be around each other, how often you get to be with that person, and then you realize that, you know what, I'm not getting all of my needs met by this person, and you then become someone who's seeking out another partner because your other partner isn't meeting all the needs that you're required to be met, and then you just keep going, going, going till you have like five or six different people meeting certain parts of your needs. And for me, I really can't invest my time into multiple people beyond the throuple. Beyond the throuple, I cannot do more than that. But the throuple is fun because everybody involved in the throuple are together, connected, intertwined, and we're trying to navigate through how that throuple is going to mature and build on it. And so, apart from me trying to go outside and kink, I think it was really great that I took the time to foster a great relationship with my primary, so that I can get my needs met, he gets his needs met, and then we play. Then we play. Have we played outside? Not very much. We don't go to the dungeon. I decided that it's not really, I miss it, and then a part of me don't miss it, if that makes sense. Because COVID kind of changed a lot of dynamics when it comes to the dungeon, right? A lot of people are still saying, like, even on the FetLife page where we, they put out like for the munches and all that stuff, people would come on and say, "Oh, I wish I could be there, but I have COVID." "Oh, I wish I could do, come out for femdom night and I'm sick." And it's one of the people who you really want to see because they're a part of the femdom group that you've built. And it's kind of hard because life has really changed a lot for people. And so I'm not sure where everyone is at. And I haven't really like tapped in to really find out where everyone's at. The people who keep in contact with me, I run into them here and there around town. The new Munch place, they had switched from the old place and they were going to another place. And I happened to be on a date with Mr. Big. And when I got there, I realized that it was the Munch because I recognized some people. And then I went over and I said hi. And, and he invited me. And he was like, "Well, enjoy your date. Don't be mean to him." And I'm like, "Yeah, no. He loves it. He loves being my submissive. He do. He does. It is amazing. It is refreshing. It is great to be have a full-time submissive at home. The domesticated submissive. I love domestic chore type subs. I want you to clean, cook, do all them good stuff, like we have a great relationship there. I then get to be submissive where I need to be, and then, aggressive when I need to. That's why I love the switch in me. I love the fact that I can be both because I don't always, I get bored easily too, and I realize like I don't think I could only be submissive. I don't know if I can. And I find like when I go into a submissive mode, I am actually very on the little side. I'm the pillow princess little girl pigtails, kind of. Yeah, that's me. So that's all I really have to talk about for now. I don't know what's gonna come out of these episodes. When I get in the mood, I'll probably turn the mic on and chit chat with you guys. I won't say you're gonna get an episode this day of every week. But I am asking for some grace if you still want to hear my voice. I think I will stick to the mic and we'll forget about Patreon. We will. I haven't even logged back into Patreon. I looked around or even thought of giving it a second chance at it because I'm still rebuilding a lot of myself. And I don't know. I need to get my health under control, but I will be here. That's all I can say. I can't make a lot of promises, but I can easily say that I am here. I'm thriving. I am moving forward. The thruple is thruppling. I'm getting my needs met, and they're getting their needs met. It's interesting to start to fall in love all over again with a woman because it's a long time coming, or it's been a long time. I haven't been in love with a woman in a very long time, or feel any kind of need to have another partner of the same sex. It's always been, I don't know if I can form that bond. I wasn't ready for that. And so, yeah, we'll see what happens. With consent, I will talk about it, but I think giving you little crumbs here and there lets you know that I'm thriving. So, thank you guys for coming by to check on me to see if I made any posts. If you did come by in 2023 and you didn't see me there, I'm here. I'm here. I don't even social media as much. I don't Twitter as much. Is it called Twitter anymore since Elon took over? No, I mean, it's still on my phone. I get notifications here and there, but I don't. It's funny because I have not been on FetLife for a long time. And then, like a week or two ago, I actually went on there to kind of update my profile a little bit and put up a new picture or whatever. And I actually ran into a friend that I met on Kick and not on FetLife, but I met him years ago. Like, oh my God, it was so long ago. But I remember him after we chit chatted. He was like, you know, I still have the same, the name I have on FetLife is the same name I had on Kick. So that's how he remembered me. And then he refreshed my memory and I was like, oh yeah, the businessman from Memphis. We had fun times. He's a sub. Of course, you know, a lot of submissives seek me out on FetLife. But it's sweet to see. It's strange because I think people see my little snippet of my picture. I don't have my full face out on FetLife, but just a little snippet of my face. And people assume that I am this little submissive. And I'm like, everybody that's messaging me is always asking me to, they want to dominate me. And I'm like, man, listen, I don't think that's possible because I will not allow that. I am a dominatrix and I like to be the one in control. And I don't know why they think that. That's what I like. Like, no. Yeah, I'm a switch, but I like to be the one that's in control a lot more than me being submissive. So That's not gonna happen. But it's quite interesting and funny at the same time when they ask to, see me. They love my lips and they think they're amazing. I don't know why, but everybody thinks that my lips are quite intriguing. But yeah, that's all I got to talk about. I will catch you on the next one. I might get all inspired to turn the mic on again and say hi to you. And who knows, I might have some other topics I could talk to you guys about. But in the meantime, I hope that you, if you want to leave a message, there is a message. You can send a message in Spotify, I believe. So if you want to say hi back, you are a longtime subscriber and listener. Definitely leave me a little quick review. Say hello, say you're back, say you're gonna come back and you're gonna stick around because I'm gonna try to stick around. I hope you guys have a wonderful, wonderful night. And yeah, I'll see you guys on the next one. Bye.